Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AM Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you for hanging out with us. And if you do have a New Year's resolution, hopefully you are doing great. But according to the study, many people fail already in the month of January. They, like, fail at their New Year's resolution. I'll tell you the exact date, and then we would like to hear from you if you've already failed. But first, here are the top five New Year's resolutions of 2019. See if you compare to these. Maybe you are trying one of these. I'm still trying to, like, accomplish my 2011 New Year's resolution. It's just eating healthy is, like, every time, you know what I'm saying? Right. But then, like, we had Rosca de Reyes yesterday. Mm-hmm. I brought in that bread for the three wise men, Dia de Reyes.
Just take a little nibble. You don't got to eat the whole thing.
And then on February 2nd, we're going to have tamales because Chelsea and Brian got the little baby Jesus inside the bread. So they got to bring tamales to the studio.
Those are going to be healthy. They're going to be tofu. Vegan. Tofu, yep. And jackfruit.
You guys are vegan? Yeah, yeah. Yep. I'm really excited about vegan tamales, by the way. Anyways, number five. All right, the top five New Year's resolutions of 2019. Getting a new job. Number five.
Okay.
Number four, getting better rest.
That's mine.
Right? Is that yours, Chelsea?
Yep.
Number three, spend less money.
True.
Okay.
Number two and number one, I believe, cannot be accomplished without failing at number three, which is spending less money. Number two, exercise more. And number one, eat healthier. Eating healthy is expensive, man. That's the truth.
It's so expensive.
Well, what I'm noticing, like, doing vegan for me, I've been vegan for almost a week now.
That's good, man.
It's
I'm
not,
proud of you, bro.
It's not even expensive, more expensive. It depends on, you can eat expensive in any, whether you're going to be vegan or not. It just depends on what, like, ingredients you want to buy. What I'm noticing is I'm being more cognizant of what I'm eating and also being more cognizant of the fact that I'm not even actually hungry most of the time that I used, you know, that generally I just eat because food was around.
Yeah, or snack or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you're trying a new diet, and someone just whips out like a bunch of, you know, like whatever, chicken wings in the middle of the day at, like, you know, a football party, I'm not really hungry usually when I eat those. I'm just eating them because they're in front of me. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you don't want to be rude. For me, it's like I can't say no to my mom cooking or any Latina woman. You know, I'm going to be like, yes, I will eat whatever you put in front of me right now.
See, this year, it's different for me. Usually, I start off really strong with my New Year's resolutions. And this year, I started off feeling kind of sick. So I was going to eat healthy and do the vegan thing. And then I was going to, you know, serious workouts, like work out at least 3-4 times a week. And I have totally failed, but because I was feeling sick, I'm saying I'm not going to start mine until next week.
Gotcha.
So while everyone's failing, I'm starting.
You found a loophole, Chelsea.
Yeah. You gave yourself like a 2019 pace lap.
Yeah.
Where you can just kind of get
fair.
Into it.
So check this out. See if you guys can guess this. By what date do most people fail at their New Year's resolution? And it's in the month of January.
I'm going January 18th.
18th?
Because I give you 2 weekends where you're like really focused on,
fired
I'm
up.
Gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, and then that third weekend rolls around and we start hitting like football playoffs and you just give up.
For those of you that work at a gym, you know the exact date.
Yeah.
You notice the difference from it being packed, there's no machines.
I can find parking.
Exactly.
Chelsea?
I was gonna say 2 weeks, so I was gonna say the 14th.
Yeah? Okay, so it's January 12th.
Oh, wow.
It's this Saturday, guys. This Saturday. But if you're an overachiever and you've already failed before the 12th, before this Saturday, we want to talk to you. If you've already failed at your New Year's resolution this year, we want to hear what was your New Year's resolution and who made you fail or what made you fail, because it wasn't your fault, okay? Cora from Long Beach, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for calling in. So go ahead. You already failed at your New Year's resolution. What was it and what made you fail? Because it wasn't your fault.
Okay, so New Year, New Me. I actually sat down with myself and had a long talk with myself. I decided that I was going to do something this year that I've never done before.
Okay.
And I was going to really try to be faithful to my man.
Whoa!
Wait, you already failed that?
So it's definitely not your fault. Who made you fail?
8 days in?
Oh, shoot.
It's so much temptation. I just...
There's so much temptation.
It's so much harder than it looks, you know?
What date did you fail?
Oh, wow. I failed that night.
Oh!
New Year's night.
Wait, what? On New Year's Eve, going into
yes.
January 1st?
Yes.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Were you with your man on New? Like, how did you manage to hook up
Absolutely
with someone?
Absolutely not.
Are you kind of maybe thinking maybe 2019, this guy that you keep cheating on maybe isn't for you? It's time to move on?
No, I think it's for me. He's not the only one for me. You know?
I mean, she needs a guy who's never going to bust her cheating, and clearly this dude's never going to bust her cheating.
By the way, we're laughing because we're not that guy.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make that clear. Yeah. You do know it's pretty messed up, right?
Yeah, but, you know.
I just think change. So we need to make a change in 2019, girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing, Chelsea. Yeah. She's changing quite often.
Yeah,
whenever she feels like it.
Wow. Cora, hopefully you figure this out, or at least you're honest with the dude you're with that, you know what, let's just be not in a committed relationship. And, you know, that way you can do whatever the heck you want to do. And that's your prerogative. But at least you're not
in
denial. Know,
like she's admitting
it. Being unfaithful to somebody and messing
right.
with somebody's
that's
feelings.
Right.
You know?
That's right. The first part of correcting a problem is admitting you have a problem, but then you also have to try to fix it.
But the problem, it has such great benefits. Right?
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Cora. Later. Jennifer from Camarillo, good morning.
Good morning.
I love that tone. Jennifer, break it down, girl. Yeah. What did you already fail at, and who do you blame for it?
Actually, I blame myself because I totally forgot to even make a resolution this year. So I failed at making a resolution, period. And I'm listening to the radio going, oh, that's what I forgot. That's what I started in New Year's.
We're here to help.
Missing. On that New Year's Eve, something's missing.
So what are you going to start today?
Right.
What's your resolution going to be?
You know what? I was just liking how you were saying, like, I had a little lapse. I actually had, like, an extra time to think about
okay,
that.
Okay, perfect. So, we're on the same page, you and I.
Yeah. So I think just being a good person in general, maintaining.
Don't commit too much to it.
And I just want to say I love listening to you guys every morning for driving the kids to school. So thank you. My daughter's always, she's keeping me on top of the music. So thank you guys
cute.
So much.
Jennifer,
so.
We love you. And we love your daughter more, though, for telling you to listen to us.
Yeah, Ashley, she's at Rancho Campana, so.
There it is, Ashley. Thank you. Later, Jennifer.
Thank
Have a great
you.
And kind
Bye.
2019. Bye.
You too, guys. Good luck.
Elvis from Highland Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
D-Middle Elvis, what did you already fail at, and who or what do you blame?
So my New Year's resolution was not to drink till June.
Whoops.
And I drank last Friday. And I was with two of my best friends. And not only did I drink.
Oh, no. You made mistakes.
No. Oh, not okay. only did I drink, but I drank more than I normally do. So much that when I got home, the room was spinning. And when I woke up, I was still drunk.
Well, that's like, I feel like that's what happens when you break a resolution because you have all that pressure, right? It's like when you say you're going to eat healthy and then you have one slice of pizza and you're like, screw it, I'll eat the whole pizza.
Going all out if I'm going to cheat already,
exactly.
right? Thank you for reaching out to us. We love you. You got to invite us out to party with your friends. Sounds like you guys have a good time.
Oh, yeah, we're hella fun.
Hella.
Are you from the Bay, Elvis?
No, I'm from Highland Park.
No, I know that, but hella comes from the Bay Area. Hella fun.
I don't know. I know a lot of people. I've been partying since I was 15. So,
so he's like, I partied with a lot of Bay people, all right?
He's like, at some point, yeah. Love you, bro. Have a great week.
Great day. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I love that style, right? Like, no, stupid.
We got some great texts, man. From the 805. Good morning, guys. I'm a clumsy person. My resolution. To be more careful. January 1st, I cut my finger, had to get stitches, and 2 days ago, I gave myself a grade 2 concussion.
Oh, wow!
No. Good
oh
work!
Wow.
Jeez.
Carrie from San Pedro, my resolution was to exercise more, and I've already failed, haven't worked out yet. The worst part is that I work at a gym, and I get a free membership.
That's
so there's
awesome.
No excuse to go because I'm already there.
And gets paid.
Christina from Whittier, my goal was to save money this year, and yesterday I spent $200 at Walmart, but I blame my kids for that one.
There you go. Always blame somebody else. That's really
key.
That's responsible key. And yeah. adult-like. Heather from El Segundo, our therapist. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Heather. Thank you so much for calling in. We're talking about how, on average, 80% of America fails at the New Year's resolutions by January 12th.
Right. I heard that statistic, and I actually wasn't really surprised by it.
Oh, thanks for having so much hope in humanity.
It's like every single year, we make it about a cold 2 weeks.
Right.
What are we doing wrong, Heather, and how can we change that to really accomplish what we set ourselves to do?
Yes, I wanted to start off by saying New Year's resolutions are actually an amazing thing to set. Setting goals is actually a great way to stay focused on your personal progress. So I wanted to start by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to point out was the biggest pitfall of setting a New Year's resolution that is going to fail is not being specific enough. So let's say, for example, one of the ones you mentioned was eating healthy, right? Eating healthy is so general that of course you're going to fail.
Right. So instead of saying eating healthy, maybe you say, I'm going to eat more salads. Or
like you, Brian, you're saying, I'm going to be vegan for the first X amount of months.
30 days and see how my body feels. Yeah,
you're very specific on that.
Yep. So vegan also will potentially fail depending on where you're starting from. So it has to be attainable.
I'm dodging cheese and ranch like Neo in the Matrix right now. Everywhere I go, man, there's so much dairy.
It's hard to go from not doing anything at all and then now I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to go to the gym 7 days a week when I didn't go at all before.
Yeah.
So another way to make it successful is make it very attainable. So I'm going to give you guys one more. One last one that will make it really successful is giving a time-bound expectation. So I'm going to do this for 1 month or I'm going to do this for one time a week so that you can be successful and then you can continue to set new goals. So we should continue to set goals throughout the year as opposed to just one at the first of the year.
So what do you say to people who, let's just say, they decided they were going to go to the gym, work out more, and then they fall off on January 12th? How do people restart that? Because you want to set goals, but what do you do to yourself? It's okay to fail and then start again.
It is, and you want to stay motivated. And the best way to encourage yourself to stay motivated is giving yourself a reward. So if I go to the gym 2 times this week, then I will allow myself to have this reward. That's kind of where cheat days come in, but there's many different rewards you can use. But if you're looking forward to this reward, you're going to work harder. And even if you don't make it to your expectation that week, you can try again the following week.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, cheat days do not work for, like, our listener that just called in, Cora, Cora, literally, her New Year's resolution, Cora's, was to not cheat on her boyfriend.
She's cutting out cheat days.
So cheat days are not good for her because she's trying to get rewards way too often.
But her goal wasn't attainable. It looked like she was cheating consistently, and then she said she was never going to do it again. So maybe she should reduce the amount of time she's cheating on her significant
other. That's so sad.
Heather, I love you as a therapist. This is amazing.
Guys.
Let's work on not cheating the entire year. How about just for the next 2 hours?
Once a month. Set a time frame.
All joking aside, Heather, something that I'm really being deliberate about this year is making like daily resolutions. You know, so kind of like what you're talking about, being more specific and putting that time frame as to today, this is what I'm going to do.
That sounds amazing. Don't be afraid to use the same one again if you feel like I didn't get that one done. I need to, you know, encourage myself to do it more.
Yeah.
Use the same one again until you feel like you've accomplished that goal and then maybe set a new one. But I think that's a great idea.
Thank you so much, Heather from El Segundo.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.